from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York on Odyssey Sports Station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Eisen, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning. And for one final time in 2024, it's a feel-good summer Friday. The next time I'll be uttering these words, it will be a feel-good football Friday. But we're not quite there yet. We are celebrating our final feel-good summer Friday of 2024, and you've got a lot to feel good about in New York sports, especially if you're a Met or Yankee fan. And I was feeling it yesterday afternoon. Shockingly, I played golf yesterday, and the guy was in the cart with a huge Yankee fan. So instead of putting on music, he's streaming the Yankee game in the cart. So I'm listening to BT. I listened to essentially all of BT's broadcast yesterday. There's a little crisp chill in the air. The Mets last night go out to San Diego, start this road trip off on a great note. I'm leaving the house. It's dark, chilly, got the hoodie on. You know what I said to myself, Boomer?
What'd you say to yourself?
Smells like October.
Oh, boy.
Starting to smell like October.
Oh, now you're coming around.
Starting to smell like October around these parts. I don't know about you. I don't know if you can feel it. You can smell it. But it's starting to smell like October. And if the New York Yankees in this world in Major League Baseball where everybody stinks can't at least make it to the World Series, that's going to be a massive failure. But right now, what's going on with Aaron Judge? Another home run yesterday. Spectacular. Feel good summer Friday, Boomer. Let's eat it up.
Okay.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, well, listen. Thanks for coming over to my side now. Now you're starting
well,
to see it the way that I'm
saying
it.
Well, I didn't say they're going to do it. Wait a minute. You're saying they're going to do it.
You said it smells like October baseball.
It smells like October right now.
It smells like something else. I walked past Eddie and Al's room over there, the door's open, and it smells like dirty feet or dirty socks.
No, it doesn't.
Not really sure what it is.
No, it doesn't.
But, Aaron Judge, yeah, is on this historic pace. So is Juan Soto. I mean, and Gerrit Cole was great yesterday. So that's back-to-back performances from Cortez and Gerrit Cole that, you know, now, okay, here we go. We get ready to step into September here in another week or so. And this is what you're hoping. You're hoping that they find their games and that their games are going to be at the top of their games as we get into these important games at the end of the season. So, look, man, this is a bomb squad. You know it. I know it. Everybody else knows it. That's why the 44,000 people show up to watch it And man, I'll tell you what, it's great seeing these majestic home runs. They're amazing. They are amazing, and every one is even more amazing than the one prior to it. And I'm giddy about it. You know, that's the word I would like to use. I'm giddy.
You're giddy this morning about New York baseball.
I have been about the Yankees.
I'm not giddy. I mean, you've been projecting that they're going to do well, but not giddy. I haven't heard you say giddy before.
Well, these are words that don't get used very often. And since I talked to that guy at Jerry Recco's golf tournament about words that aren't used, I've been trying to use more of those words.
Oh, okay. I like that. You know, dusting off some of the old vocabulary, some of the things you learned in the school system, the public school system of East Islip schools back in the
70s. I've been hearkening back.
Hearkening back.
Yes.
To old vocabulary words. I like it. Yeah, so the guy I was playing with yesterday, you've played with him before. Great, great guy. And he puts on the Yankee game, and I'm like, I really don't want to listen to the Yankee game right now. I want to play, and I want to go home and then find out what happens. You know, so I can watch it. I like, you know, me out there. I like to lock in.
You are locked in. Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I don't need to be distracted. You want to put on a little music? Put on a little music.
You got the BT-isms going.
Yeah, right.
And I'm thinking.
Fundamentally disagree. I fundamentally disagree with the decision to put the Yankee game on. Yes. But he was hosting yesterday.
You got
to
do it though.
And he's
once.
A big Yankee fan. And I was like, I'll just let it go. I'll just let it go. Because, I mean, it's hard. Because then now I got one ear on the game. I'm trying to pay attention to that and the golf game. But it ended up working out. Yankees won. And then we won as well.
Okay, so that's why you're happy.
Money in the pocket.
Right, money in the pocket. You are happy. Okay.
And then last night I was on after. I mean, I did a lot of winning yesterday, and I've been doing a lot of losing. A lot of winning yesterday. I got roped into one of the all-time Sayville cornhole runs to the point where I was at. I wanted to go in and see a friend guest bartend at the Portly Villager at 7:30, and I walked out of there at 10:45.
Oh boy!
And this was like the classic. I don't know if you've seen these memes, like. Like what you think your husband is doing as opposed to what he's actually doing, you know, like you know, you're out late 10:45 on a Thursday as he's sneaking around. Meanwhile, I'm just back of his back deck throwing bean bags for 3 hours. But we were on a great run, man.
I was wondering why you have puffy eyes this morning.
I got puffy eyes.
You definitely have puffy
eyes. I didn't sleep. And then, $180 came my way in cornhole. And then there was a listener out there who was cheering me on saying, go Buchanan, go.
Oh, really?
So it was a good night, and I said, you know what, Chris Baer, I'm winning, Yankees winning. I didn't know the Mets were going to win at that point.
Yeah.
Smelled like October last night.
Smelled like October, and it feels like October this morning.
It does.
A little chill in the air.
It does.
Hey,
a lot of winning yesterday. A lot of winning.
So you're playing golf yesterday. I'm working. I do an appearance with Phil Sims.
Oh, that is work there.
The great Phil Sims. Work. I mean, he's just
a lot of work.
For FanDuel. And we went to the FanDuel offices yesterday.
Nice.
And we were talking. You know, we love
to talk.
Are
they nice? They're probably really nice, the FanDuel offices.
Oh, yeah, they're actually moving because they're outgrowing their initial offices.
Oh.
And so they're moving. So I think it's going to be even nicer.
Are they expanding their footprint?
I think that's exactly what they're doing. Okay. Or getting a bigger floor footprint. In other words, they have three floors, I think, now. I think they're going to do like maybe one or two floors, but bigger.
Nice.
Main floors.
Good for FanDuel, man. Love to hear that.
Right. So we were over there yesterday with your friend Kay Adams.
Did you say hello from me?
No.
Oh, why not?
I didn't want to bring that up. I just said, let me
just. It's a great opportunity,
let
man.
Me just be Boomer here. I don't want to be a part. Like, it's not that I don't want to be a part of Boomer and Gio, but she said some very nice things about our morning radio show and how popular it is. And I did appreciate that. And
she's lying about that.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
She doesn't
not.
Know what's going on with this show. She has no idea. 100%
knows
she's
what's
out
going
in
on.
LA.
Let me tell you something.
Is she out in L.A.?
No, she was in New York yesterday.
That's just a nice thing
to
say.
And this was great. And she's tremendous. And she handled the two of us idiots very professionally. Because, you know, when we get together, we can be idiots.
You and Phil, that is.
Yes, that is. Yeah. So I learned a new term. And I think Phil's going to call in a little bit later, Al. So just be aware that he could be coming in hot this morning. Because... I brought it up yesterday in front of everybody, what he had told me in the green room, and then he gets mad at me, and he says that I always bring up what he and I talk about on this show, and he never really has a chance to retort because we're just hammering away and slicing and dicing around here.
That is true. That is a common complaint from people.
Yes.
That we just are allowed for 4 hours to just fillet people, and then they don't get an opportunity to defend themselves.
So yesterday, I learned something new that I never even thought about in my professional football life.
Okay.
In my professional broadcasting life. You know, we often talk about the draft.
Yeah.
And Phil and I love talking about quarterbacks, who we loved, who we didn't love, who turned out to be good that we didn't think was going to turn out to be good, who we knew was going to be good and has turned out to be good, that kind of thing.
And Phil particularly loves the male anatomy when it comes to the draft.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And he's more into the weeds.
Oh, yeah.
About things.
Like thigh size, where the ass lands on a man. You know, like where and what the position it's in. Biceps, cranial circumference. I mean, these are the things that he, he loves those things.
He loves those things. Now, I can't believe you're saying what you're saying.
What do you mean you can't believe it? This is a known
fact. Well, because I haven't really got to the question I was going to ask you about me, just to like reaffirm some of the things that I look for in a quarterback from a physical stature.
Okay.
Yeah. So like when we're talking about quarterbacks coming out in the draft,
mm-hmm.
you and I often discuss different aspects of people, like the difference between C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young last year.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what are the attributes that I look for in a quarterback?
You like a thick base?
Yeah, thick base.
You like a thick base?
Yes.
You like height?
Height.
And you like a big hand?
Big hand, yep.
And you also, this is not physical, but you want a guy who loves ball. And that's something you look for.
Yeah, so I you know what? I could not have been more accurate than you were than you just laid it out. I mean,
I think I know you better than you at this point.
I do. Too, right? Yeah. But I learned something new yesterday.
Okay.
From Mr. Phil Sim. Mr. Phil Sim.
Mr. Phil Sim?
Well, we call him Mr. Phil Sim out around because Eddie has a drop for him where there's a guy named Mr. Phil Sim.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
He drops the S.
Got it.
So, and Eddie will find it. I don't know where it is. It's probably deep, deep, deep in the folder.
I've actually never
heard Mr. Phil Sim.
All right. Never heard that, believe me.
Never heard that? One more time, Eddie? Wow.
That was a UPS driver.
Mr. Phil Sim.
In Astoria.
Yes.
Wow.
Who was making a delivery, and Craig brought him in because he thought Boomer was Phil.
Oh, great.
And he brought him on the air and like, hey, who is that guy?
Mr. Phil Sim.
Mr. Phil Sim.
And he said it so confidently, like, I am here. Delivering to Mr. Phil Sim.
Right, so I was with Mr. Phil Sim yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're in the green room and we're talking. And there's a couple of FanDuel guys in there with us. And we're talking ball because that's what we do.
Those guys are loving it.
A lot of Patriot fans over there. They all want to know about Drake May. And so Phil starts going
fans, aren't those? But FanDuel's like, there's always been New York.
In this particular instance, we're talking with Patriots fans. And we're talking about Drake May.
I was with a Patriot fan yesterday, too.
So we're talking about Drake May, and we're talking about the physical attributes of Drake May. And then, for some reason, we get on to another previous quarterback. I don't necessarily know that I really want to mention his name, because it was a little bit of negativity that came out of Phil in regard to a part of his anatomy. And I had never heard somebody talking about this part of the anatomy when it comes to a quarterback, the way that Phil so proudly was discussing this particular issue that this one player had. And this one player was a number one overall draft pick.
Well, it's not going to be hard to figure out then.
It is, because it came many years ago. I mean, you can go back through all the number one draft picks and you can try to figure it out. And if you figure it out, but maybe you'll know, because maybe you see the things that Phil Sim saw in this guy.
Oh, Tony Johnson.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with his Johnson.
I thought you were going to reference the very famous small penis on Tim Couch. Is that what it was?
No.
Because
that's been a huge rumor over the years. By the way, his name did come up yesterday, and Phil had some very unique comments about him that really opened my eyes about certain things.
All right.
But he's talking about this guy, and he goes, this guy has tiny knees.
Tiny knees?
That's what I said.
Small knees?
Tiny knees.
Tiny knees.
Small, tiny knees, I think he said. Let me see. Where is it? Phil Simms on this guy. Little, tiny knees. I had to write it down because I never heard that before.
Who's he talking about? You got to tell me. So what if the guy had tiny knees? You guys are talking about it yesterday. There's a bunch of people there. They know what it was. Why can't we hear it? Now I want to know who's got tiny knees.
All right. He was a first overall draft pick. He's no longer playing. And he was one of the quarterbacks that got the last big contracts before
Sam Bradford. Tiny knees.
Yes.
And he used to tear those knees up all the time. Didn't he have, like an ACL and something else? And he had.
Right, but he had tiny knees.
Wow.
Hey, Al.
Small knee Bradford.
I think you have tiny knees. You have tiny knees?
I don't think so. I have skinny legs, but I think I have these regular knees.
Do you have your stretch jeans on right now?
I could get it over my knee, sure.
Come in here. I'm going to see your knee. Tell me if this is a tiny knee. I had no idea this was a thing. Let me see.
I'm on Sam Bradford knee images.
No, that's a normal man's knee.
That's a normal man. I think that's a tiny knee.
Nah,
to me, that's a tiny knee. Let me see my knee against your knee. Hold on.
No. Al may have a bigger knee than me, actually.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like I've got dainty joints.
I am wearing knee pads.
I feel like I've got dainty wrists and ankles.
It's a smaller knee.
Well, I mean, everything's bigger on Boomer than you. I mean, comparing it to you is not...
Yeah, but the good news is that nobody said I had tiny knees.
No, obviously you don't have tiny knees.
Yeah,
we know that. I'm looking at Sam Bradford. I mean, he's wearing knee pads, so it's hard for me. I don't have a naked knee picture of Sam Bradford, so I got to take Phil's word for it.
He said he had tiny knees.
Well, it didn't work out for him.
No, it didn't. But I mean, it's now I have to start looking at knees now. And I never thought I was ever going to have to do that. But now it's a big part of obviously seeing whether or not a guy could play.
I mean, did he give an example of a man who had a large knee or an adequate knee and said that's the knee you're looking for? Like when he was said, man, like, you know, I don't know, like it's sort of a way someone would evaluate a horse, like a horse trainer. Like
exactly. He said that Sam Bradford had horse knees.
Come on.
That's what he said. He says exactly.
How disrespectful.
Well,
if I'm Sam Bradford, man, I don't know. I may go for defamation of character. You're calling me the horse knees? You're out there at the FanDuel offices just completely crapping all over my name and calling him horse knees knees.
We all said he had a great arm. We all thought that he was a quality quarterback. Nobody was disrespecting his quarterback prowess or any of that stuff. He just said he had tiny knees.
Wow.
He said little tiny knees.
And horse knees.
It's an LTK. Little tiny knees.
Wow. Interesting.
So now I think this good. Now when we come to the draft next year, we're going to have to. Now we talk about hand size.
Yeah.
We talk about the lower base.
Yep.
We talk about overall height and weight.
Yeah.
Now, little tiny knees.
Yeah, I'm looking at, I found a picture of his knee.
Oh, you did?
His right knee out of a brace wearing shorts. And I don't know if it's because you've been talking to me about his tiny knees that I'm looking at it that way, but I'll put it this way. It's not a large knee.
So it is a little tiny knee for the size, for how big he is.
Yeah.
He was tall.
Yeah, I think he might be onto something here.
Well, we'd have to see if any Hall of Famers have tiny knees.
I mean, his knee looks more like an elbow.
So that's a tiny knee.
Yeah. I got to say, Phil, I think, nailed that one.
I'm not saying he's not nailing it, because you know, like when I need to go into the weeds with this, because I tell him, look, I'm dealing with the Knicks, the Rangers, the Mets, the Yankees, the Jets, the Giants, the Islanders, the Rangers, the Devils. You know, we're dealing with a lot of things around here.
Yeah, so you can't be on top of all the knees of these quarterbacks.
Exactly, and this is something that now he has given me insight into. And, you know, this is another situation where you can always learn something new. That's the way I looked at it.
And you did. So this, I love when this happens, like the first segment of the show, and I feel my pocket vibrating with a text message. Like, who is chiming in at this hour with this conversation that has my number? See, look at that. Look at the CBS Sports ever came up with a picture. I mean,
that's a tiny name.
I feel like he's right about this.
Yeah.
You know, so now I'm sorry, Phil. I said Sam Bradford should sue you for defamation of character saying he had horse knees. The man does have horse knees.
The thing about it is like he doesn't have a big thigh. You know, so you can't have a big thigh with little knees. And that's why what Tua did to himself, recreated his lower half after he got rid of Brian Flores, who's just a horrendous person.
Yeah.
And you look at Tua now.
Tua!
And Tua, you know, the lower half after the hip injury and working out and everything, I came back last year, he looked really thick. And now this year, he's even thicker.
Do you think it's Phil Sims that's texting me saying, shut up, you a-hole?
No, I think Phil will call in at some point. I don't know if he's up yet. Maybe a little bit early for him.
It's either going to be Ryan Hurley or Joey from Yonkers.
Okay.
And it's Ryan Hurley.
That's okay. Who it is. Yeah. Why is he texting you while we're on the air?
He is chiming in on the conversation. He's engaged.
So does he have tiny knees?
Probably not. Speaking of knees, guy who works here, EJ Stewart, first day back after reconstructive knee surgery.
Yeah.
But good news, I found out today, it's his non-kicking leg.
Yes.
So he can play kickball again, which is the sport that he loves that tore his knee up.
Yeah, he ruptured his patella tendon, and he's been out for 5 weeks.
Yeah, he was standing, he was limping around here.
Yeah, he's got the big brace on and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for what we do, we sit down.
Yeah, that's all I do is sit.
And like Al kind of sits, but he's a little bit more McAfee-ish. Sometimes he'll stand, especially when he's answering the phone.
Yeah, I mean, if there was a gold medal that was awarded for sitting, like, I'd be Simone Biles, you know?
Yeah.
So, bottom line is, in this business, we do a lot of sitting.
And he had a patella, ruptured patella tendon that he had to have reattached. And then he made it worse. He said that he actually, not only did it come off the kneecap and the femur, there was also a split in it. Ugh.
God.
And the doc had to get in there.
Listen, you can make fun of me all you want for pulling muscles playing softball. You have that much of a devastating knee injury in a charity kickball game? That's embarrassing.
Isn't there a song like Pulling Muscles from Michelle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Squeeze.
Yeah,
Squeeze.
Yeah.
Band.
Do you pulling agree with muscles me, though, like pulling muscles from playing softball?
Yes. But do you agree with me, though, that as bad as I feel for that guy, he should be embarrassed? That he did that while playing kickball?
Yeah, but he...
That's like a devastating knee. You were playing charity kickball.
Yeah, but he didn't hurt his knee.
What are you,
knee.
Made out of balsa wood?
Time out. He didn't hurt his knee kicking the ball. He hurt his knee running the bases.
That's even worse.
Well, it's just like you, Biggs.
It's not like me.
You're a hamzilla.
This is my point. It's not like me. I pulled a hamstring and a quad, and like that was like to you... The worst athletic achievements you've ever seen is me running down to first base and pulling a hamstring. This guy blew out his entire knee playing charity kickball.
Yeah, I don't know how much kickball he plays. I knew you didn't play any softball, but that was the first play of the first year. Your first at bat in the first year you played softball with us.
But you
pulled your hamstring.
And I stayed in the game and played it out.
Running 60 feet.
Yeah, right. And sprinting 60 feet to try to get on base, and I played the rest of the game. And it was just a slight pull. This guy had to have surgery. You can't compare the two.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
He was trying to, I don't know if he was trying to leg something out.
Whatever it was, he tore up his knee.
I know that, but once you get past the kickball part of it, now you're running and you're doing things that you would normally do, whether you're playing pickleball, tennis. You don't run when you play golf, but I'm just saying, like, there's sports that you do where you can actually hurt yourself just by running, like, as you've done many times.
Yeah, but...
I don't know why. You should not be sitting in judgment of anybody. I'll sit in judgment, not you.
Yeah, but you're way off on this. My point is that you're, like, you will sit there and be like, oh, you pulled your quad, you pulled your hamstring. Meanwhile, you got empathy for the guy who had, like, the Adrian Peterson knee surgery playing charity kickball. Doesn't make any sense. That's the guy you
keep saying
fun of.
Charity kickball. He could have been playing charity softball. He could have been playing charity pickleball. But
there's also a connotation with kickball that makes it even worse, I feel like.
Yeah, but
like, kickball's the thing you do in fifth grade.
But he didn't hurt himself.
Like you put down your carton of milk and you kick a ball on a, you know, in a playground. Like they kickball?
But it was a charity event.
Okay. Well, I'm just not going to get through to you on this one.
That's fine.
We can agree to disagree, but I feel like the people know where I'm coming from with this one. So we'll just let that one lie.
Tiny knees. Little tiny knees.
Mr. Phil Sim.
I just see what people miss there is Boomer did like that Kermit the Frog sort of, I'm going to take a sip of something, and I was waiting to see what the next words out of his mouth were, and they were tiny knees. So that was funny. All right, now Jerry Recco joins us just a little bit with an update. Happy baseball on a feel-good summer Friday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Morning Show with Boomer and Geo. Pulling muscles from a
shell. There you go, pulling Boomer. You ask and you shall receive on this feel-good summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Pulling muscles running down the fur.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I did many times.
Playing fur.
You also did that same thing in a softball game. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Somehow we forget about that one. Doesn't, I guess, not as funny as mine.
Why, you did yours first game.
Oh, okay, that's fine. What's up, Jerry? How are you, man?
Morning. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Jerry, what kind of sized knees do you have?
I would say normal.
Did you hear our conversation about knee sizes?
No.
That's a big thing now, according to Phil Sims, when it comes to quarterbacks.
Okay. I was listening to Carlos Mendoza, Chad Ochocinco. I did not hear.
We had an opportunity to see Jerry's knees on Monday.
No, we did not. We cannot see his knees.
I hope you don't. Knees are gross.
Wow, what a take.
Gross, I just think they're funky.
Knees are gross.
Yeah. There's one of those things, I don't see your kneecaps. Ugh.
I had a friend who could guess a woman's age within 2 years by looking at all her knees. It's an amazing skill.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. A lot of people say they can do it with the woman's hands. They can get a good feel for how old they are.
But I just look at her in the face.
Because you can't sometimes. There's a lot of Botox. You're not Botoxing your knees.
Right.
Was it like Frenchie?
What's that?
Frenchie?
No, not Frenchie. No. Josh Miller, former NFL punter.
Of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
He would have waited to like cutting into a tree and looking at the rings. He was able to.
That's interesting.
He would just look. And sometimes, you know, we'd be in a break and someone would walk in and he'd look through the glass sort of like this and you'd be like, 44.
I'd be like, what are you talking about? Just looking at her knees.
Yeah. He'd be like, she's about 44. And I'd find out, 43, 45, right there.
What about her neck?
I'm telling you, the knees. The neck is another thing.
I think the neck.
His particular skill was looking at the knees and he could tell.
So you're right, though, because they can do a lot of work on their face.
Yeah.
Well, anybody can. But the knees, you really can't. And also the hands, I don't think you can. And what about a foot person?
I don't know.
Kind of gross, right?
I don't like feet at all, although I do have those vajankles in my office, so people think that I have a foot fetish, but that was just like a joke. And yeah, I had to hide those. By
I was
going to
ask, did Stephen find those?
Yeah, he's like, we gotta. It's like these over here because there was a guy that we just met that day.
Yes,
he goes. The guy goes, oh, we gotta get those. He's like, no, we can't because they're sex toys. They might have made. I might have got them in one of the shots. So you'll have to see. I might have been able to sneak that in.
I was thinking that when Martin Travers was doing the designing for your office and hanging all the pictures and everything and placing things in very nice spots, and you could see
everything.
He
didn't touch the vajankles.
He did not touch the vajankles.
They stayed in the exact same spot in the corner by the window.
It is funny, though, when you do something innocently and there's like an inadvertent shot behind you, like when you had the porno going behind you when you went to buy the leather pants.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea. Yeah. Right, yes. Yeah.
Whoops.
Well, that's what I had. Like, I had the vajankle here. I used to put a pen in it when I first had it.
Mm.
And then just would take the pen out of the vajankle, write something down, put it back, you know, and then Steven.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, there was for Steven.
Well, no. Request.
Yes.
I mean, in your office. It's your office.
Right. In my office, I could do it, but not on. Like, I did that on the show. And he was like, hey, can you stop putting pens in your vajankle? And I was like, okay. It's like, no problem. He politely asked. And I understood that one. You know, that was one of the ones where I was like, I get it. You know, people have asked, can you move this football? Can you get that hat off the desk? I don't understand. But
that would make sense.
The request of not putting a pen in a vajankle on TV, I was like, yeah, you know what? I get it. I probably pushed the limit a little bit too much on that one.
Could be worse.
But they're in the office if you want me to go get them.
That's
good. Feel good summer Friday. I can bring them right back out.
Right. It's fine. Just leave them right where they are.
Think I'm all right.
Yes.
When someone like a salesperson I haven't met or don't talk to a lot comes into the office and I could see them because they're behind my left shoulder and I could see them looking at them like,
what are those?
Because they have them. Real looking.
Yes.
And they've got painted toenails and everything, you know, and they're like, this guy's got to be some sort of total foot freak.
I would think so too if I saw that.
Yeah, exactly.
How could you not?
Which is fun for me. You know, making them uncomfortable with the pair of vajankles I have in my office.
It's like Phil now becoming a knee freak.
I wonder if they make Why would you even say that? Venise? Maybe they make those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pair of Venise.
Venise, yeah, maybe.
Ninas?
He loves his knees now, man.
Ninas.
I don't know.
Nagina.
I suppose. Mets played at 9:40 last night, and all went quite well, actually.
The 0-1 pitch coming to Vientos. Bouncing ball up the middle and through. Base hit going in the center. McNeil is in. Taylor coming home. No throw to the plate. Lindor gets his second. Mark Vientos, two-run bouncing ball up the middle. A two-run single makes it 5-1. Huge
situational hitting, Jerry.
Yeah, infield drawn
situational
in, just punch it through the middle.
Gotta love this Mark Vientos.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. He goes in three. He also had the double earlier in the game after Lindor had the double to start the game.
17 hits, Jerry.
It's 17 hits, 8 runs. It's pretty damn good. 8-3. Mets win. Get to 6 games over 500. Here was Vientos on SNY, that big hit in the ninth.
Honestly, all I was trying to do is put the ball through the infield or get a sac fly. I wasn't trying to do too much. And I know we needed runs to keep the game far away. And that's all I was trying to do is just keep it simple.
And so all was good. Luis Severino, 5 innings for the win. You got Paul Blackburn making the start tonight. Again, first pitch 9:40. Mets remain a game and a half behind Atlanta for the third wild card as the Braves beat the Phillies 3-2. At the stadium, day game for the Yankees and another day in the life of Aaron Judge.
The pitch. Swing and a fly ball deep down the right field line. Brennan's only going to watch. It is gone onto the porch. Aaron Judge. He strikes again as he turns up the slug in the fourth. Home run number 48. 1-0 Yankees.
Not too shabby. Justin Shackle, the call on the fan. 48 for Judge as the Yankees shut out the Guardians 6-0. Giancarlo Stanton, a 3-run homer to really put this thing away. Here was Stanton on Yes, Judge, just ridiculous.
A whole nother level compared to 22. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting last 5 weeks or so. And I think he could do it again.
Let's see if he can get to that 60 number, 60, maybe even 63 or 64. Who the hell knows with the way he is going? What is it, like his 40-something? Home run in his last 90 games or something. It's insane.
You guys laughed at me when I said that he was going to break the record.
What?
No one laughed. I still don't think he's going to, but he could.
You guys fought me the whole way.
What are you talking? I don't think I was here when that happened.
I don't remember having
that
conversation.
You and me?
No.
I don't remember
that. No, I called him the best player I've ever seen. I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, so now they got three. How about this next six games? Three at home versus Colorado.
I know.
And then they three at Washington. Now, come on. Can we get on a little win streak here? Let's take all six of these games.
They should.
Can we get on a little win streak?
Well, he's got that Yankee sweatshirt he wears.
Yeah, I know. He's full-blown Yankee fanboy right now. So he's not even hiding it anymore. Which is fine. I get it. They're fun to watch.
You know what? I'm just pointing out facts. And as a New Yorker, as somebody who loves New York.
Don't be a Yankee bitch.
Somebody who loves New York for the most part.
Yeah.
I don't like all parts, just the sports part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on.
Yankee biatch.
We got to get some juice around here.
Yeah, no, I think we got some juice.
Right?
I think we got some juice.
You Yankee bitch.
You came in here this morning.
It does. It smells like October.
Yeah, it smells like October.
It does. It really does.
Mm. Well, without the Yankees, there's no October.
Yeah.
And they'll be there.
Who laughed at you when you said he would break the record? Where did that
come
from?
You guys are fighting me.
We were not.
I remember the conversation. It was
nobody else does.
It was in the middle of, they weren't playing great, and you guys were, he's not going to get that.
Well, I've got a real one of these that actually happened, which was when I said John Sterling was going to come back and do the postseason games.
That's interesting.
And you said, no. And I said, watch, it's happened many times before. And these guys, and one of the main reasons was because neither one of these guys has been doing most of these games has actually been named the next play-by-play guy. They're just fill-in guys. So it's easier to come back. Now, if you're someone who's actually been named the new guy and then the old guy comes back and swoops in, that's not great. We've seen that before.
Like in 06 with Gary Cohen.
That's true.
And with Marv Albert, Ian Eagle, yep. That's happened. Doesn't look good. But with these young broadcasters have been filling in with an unexpected retirement, I feel like it's an easier play for John to slide in an important game.
I'm reading in this article today that Sterling, 86, is expected to speak with Chris Olivero, otherwise known as the architect, president of Odyssey. Is he president?
Guess so. That's what the newspaper says.
So we got El Presidente, president of Odyssey New York, which runs WFAN.
Check his LinkedIn.
Yeah, check his LinkedIn out, Jerry. Can you do it?
I can do that.
Olive, whatever. It's the kid from Ohio State. Olive.
So this is John's quotes. You ready for this?
Yeah.
The ball is in their court, Sterling told The Athletic.
Damn.
They would have to ask. I would feel bad for the guys who have done the games all year.
Not that bad.
Sounds like somebody's circling.
Oh, yeah. Like a turkey buzzard on a carcass.
Right. I also said to Al, too, like listening to him do those two innings the other day, it sounded right again. Not a knock against anybody.
Listen.
But it did.
We all know the truth here. If the Yankees somehow went on a run and won a World Series and John Sterling wasn't calling that, that would be a travesty. It just would be. And he could leave saying, the Yankees win the World Series. I mean, come on.
You're right.
He has to do it. If he's healthy enough to do it, he's got to do it.
I don't want to hurt one person for another. I think the kids are doing a great job. No problem, Sterling said.
But I'll swoop in and do the playoffs because I need to.
But it also sounds like they contact. I don't know this. It sounds like they contacted him.
Where's the president?
I don't know.
Is he around?
I haven't seen him.
All right.
Well, we'll find out. We will ask those questions.
I'll corner him.
But today is today like a day, though, it's the last day, 880. So maybe he's going to be busy with all that stuff. So today's the last day of WCBS 880. And then on, I guess, tomorrow it turns into a hospice for ESPN Radio.
Sunday night, Monday.
Okay.
All right. So what happens to 880 over the weekend?
I think they continue doing programming like they've been doing.
Okay, so it's not today, so it's Sunday. All right,
Sunday night at midnight.
But this is like the last weekday.
True.
So he's going to be wrapped up with that. He's not going to be.
This is their last Feel Terrible Friday.
You know, Eddie.
You brought it up.
I'm saying he was asking for Chris. So I said he's probably dealing with that.
Yeah, Eddie.
The
Jets Giants tomorrow. The Jets will not play their starters.
Of course not.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I mean, didn't we kind of know that?
No. There was a whole thing with Aaron Rodgers. And could he play? Could he not play?
I thought Rob Saleh said he wasn't playing. And I thought Aaron came out and said, Rob said I wasn't playing.
No, the first two games. Right. And there was a question about the third. Mm-hmm. And then Rob Saleh said yesterday, they're not playing any of their starters.
He's had over 800 snaps in practice.
It's a lot of
snaps. He's ready to roll. I guess.
But even you said you thought it would be good for him to get out there.
I would have loved to have seen him get out there. Maybe he just doesn't want to get on the MetLife turf.
Oh, God. Can't start with that again. I love how they put grass in there for the soccer teams, though, and then they go
back.
That's
an interesting question I've had the other day. Watching them seed the field at MetLife Stadium and in Florham Park, too. They practice on grass all the time, and then the games are on turf.
Well, they have turf fields.
I know that, but aren't they on those fields most of the time?
Yes, unless it's raining.
That seems odd.
Yeah, I agree with that. If they put that same turf in the practice facility they have at MetLife, they wouldn't have a team.
Well,
you know,
I don't know about that.
Everybody be leaping around like E.J. Stewart. all right, Jerry, we'll see you next hour.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
I got to this late, so I only have three of them. I didn't get come up with a fourth, but I want to do it here. I've got three headlines for you.
All right. Okay.
Three headlines.
Three headlines.
You got to pick out the real headline. Got it?
Got it.
All right. Eddie and Al, I'd like you to participate here as well. I usually do four. Only have three. All right. Headline number one. Actually, you know what? You're the only one who gets the chance to do this game because I believe these guys know the answer. So it's just you now. It's just you. All right. Headline number one. Man thrown out of DNC for trying to bring in his pet python. Headline number one. Headline number two. Famous gay penguin Sven passes away. Headline number three. Spirit Airlines employee runs over passenger with drink cart, resigns. You need to hear those three again?
Yeah.
Okay. Man thrown out of DNC for trying to bring in pet python. Famous gay penguin Sven passes away.
Same sex penguins?
Spirit Airlines employee runs over passenger with drink cart, resigns.
Spirit Airlines.
No, I'm sad to report that Sven has passed away.
Oh, Sven.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The gay penguin Sven, who became very famous for obviously being a gay penguin, has died at 11. So, RIP.
Was he in a zoo?
He was in an aquarium in Australia, Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, is 11 like a good age for a penguin?
Or some birds can live a long, long time. I don't know about penguins.
Is this one of those like a life well lived for Sven, or is this?
So I just Googled this, 15 to 20 years for a penguin.
So he left short. He left early,
early.
That's tragic. That's tough.
And what about his partner?
And how about this one? Penguins in captivity can live to 34 years old.
Oh, wow. So he really went early. So
this might be a hate crime. We got to look into this. At 11? You're telling me penguins can live to 30 in captivity and Sven's dead at 11, the famous gay penguin?
Right. Well, I mean,
sounds a little fishy to me.
All right, so if he's a gay penguin, that means there has to be another penguin that would...
He's got a partner.
Yeah, partner. That's what I'm saying. So
same-sex penguins?
Like, who's his partner?
His name's Magic.
Magic. How's Magic doing today?
Probably not great. Just a guess. I don't know. But it's a guess.
I actually read into this, then the partner penguin, I guess, sings when in mourning. They sing, and then the other penguins joined in as well as a tribute.
Unless it was one of these things where he killed him and then is just singing to cover. Never know.
I mean,
it's going to be on the ID channel. Pretty
that's soon. One of the saddest things I've ever heard. Is that Sven's partner Magic was singing and then all the other Australian penguins came in and sang with him to eulogize Sven.
Boo, boo, bee, ba, 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 boo, bee.
All right.
Give him a sports minute and we'll hand it over. Well, no, it's not the end of the show. Give him a sports minute and we'll come right back. I'll look over to you and I see puffy eyes.
Oh, my God.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
I got to this late, so I only have three of them. I didn't get come up with a fourth, but I want to do it here. I got three headlines for you.
All right. Okay.
Three headlines.
Three headlines.
You got to pick out the real headline.
Got it?
Got it. All right. Eddie and Al would like you to participate here as well. I usually do four. Only have three. All right. Headline number one. Actually, you know what? You're the only one who gets the chance to do this game because I believe these guys know the answer. So it's just you now. It's just you. All right, headline number one. Man thrown out of DNC for trying to bring in his pet python. Headline number one. Headline number two. Famous gay penguin Sven passes away. Headline number three, Spirit Airlines employee runs over passenger with drink cart, resigns. You need to hear those three again?
Yeah.
Okay. Man thrown out of DNC for trying to bring in pet python. Famous gay penguin, Sven, passes away.
Same sex penguins?
Spirit Airlines employee runs over passenger with drink cart, resigns.
Spirit Airlines.
No, I'm sad to report that Sven has passed away.
No, Sven.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The gay penguin Sven, who became very famous for obviously being a gay penguin, has died at 11. So, R.I.P.
Was he in a zoo?
He was in an aquarium in Australia, Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, is 11 like a good age for a penguin?
Some birds can live a long, long time. I don't know about penguins.
Is this one of those like a life well-lived for Sven, or is this...
So I just Googled this, 15 to 20 years for a penguin.
So wow. He left that's short. He left early.
A little early. Yeah.
That's tragic. That's tough.
And what about his partner?
How about this one? Penguins in captivity can live to 34 years old.
Oh, wow. So he really went early.
This might be a hate crime. We got to look into this. At 11, you're telling me penguins can live to 30 in captivity and Sven's dead at 11, the famous gay penguin?
Right. Well, I mean...
Sounds a little fishy to me.
All right, so if he's a gay penguin, that means there has to be another penguin that would...
He's got a partner.
Yeah, partner. That's what I'm saying. So
Same-sex penguins?
Like, who's his partner?
His name's Magic.
Magic. How's Magic doing today?
Probably not great. Just a guess. I don't know. But it's a guess.
I actually read into this, and the partner penguin, I guess, sings when in mourning. They sing, and then the other penguins joined in as well as a tribute.
Unless it was one of these things where he killed him and then is just singing to cover. Never know.
I mean,
it's going to be on the ID channel.
That's one of the saddest things I've ever heard. Is that Sven's partner, Magic, was singing and then all the other Australian penguins came in and sang with him to eulogize Sven.
Boo, boo, bee, ba, 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 boo, bee.
All right.
Give him a sports minute and we'll hand it over. No, it's not the end of the show. Give him a sports minute and we'll come right back.
I'll look over to you and I see puffy eyes.
Oh, my God.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.